Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending. With real-time notifications, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy, knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Royals and White Sox playing a day game because of a U2 concert on Tuesday night. No idea if that guy has tickets to the show, but it was a beautiful day for baseball, and Brandon Moss took off in the first.
Bases loaded, one away in the first. There it goes, deep right field. I told you could smell it. Gone.
That's lined to left field and down for a hit. It's a one-run game. And Rob Brantley is digging for second. He's in with a double, and the tying run's in scoring position with one out. And it's over Merrifield and into right center field. Engel will hold at third, and it's first and third with nobody out.
2-2, the count and the pitch. Fastball got him swinging.
He could really cause problems.
Ground ball third, deep third, throw to second, Royals win it. Force out at second, ends the game. And a terrific job by Alexander after the two hits.
4-3 is the final. Moss has homered in his last three games. Sam Gaviglio goes five innings, allows seven hits, two earned runs. He struck out five, gets his first win as a Royal and his second start with the club. The Royals were out hit 13-4, but made the most of it thanks to Moss's slam. The Royals' bullpen was solid, allowing just one run over four innings, with Alexander notching his fourth save. Manager Ned Yost talked about his team's pitching after the game.
They did a great job. I mean, Sam got us through five innings. Miner was the freshest of the group. He hadn't thrown in 2 days, so we figured we can go two innings with him. Was hoping that when he went back out, we get DeMonico out there and kind of lessen Moylan's load a little bit, because we knew they'd be pinch hitting left-handers in there, but we had no other real options. Moylan had to get through it, and he did. He held the fort right there. And my thought process today was I was going to stay away from Alexander. He's running on fumes, and we got in that spot, and it was kind of tailor-made for him, and you could tell he was really struggling with his command, but made big pitches when he needed to, and got the save for us. That was huge right there. He was having trouble finding the strike zone, and our guys were doing a good job of, taking their walks. And then Mossy just battled until he got a pitch that he could drive and put in the seats. We had some other opportunities. We struggled to get runners from second base to third base with nobody out, which, would have resulted in another run. With a sack fly, but Mossy provided all we needed.
Moss is locked in, finishing the day 2-for-2 with a slam and a walk, and he spoke about his performance.
Obviously, some of our losses lately haven't been great, but then we come back the next day and we usually put together a pretty good game. Look, we're going out here every day and fight. We're trying to make the postseason. Sometimes you're going to get beat. Sometimes you just got to walk away and say move on from this one and come out today. They came out and bases loaded in the first inning. You're just trying to put together a good at bat. It's 12 o'clock in the afternoon. You're not really awake yet. So try to battle him, and you left a pitch over the middle and drove it.
I want to talk to you a little bit more about that at bat, because it's not normal to see four runs in one inning with only one hit. Obviously, he's walking a lot of guys. You're someone that does take walks. So what's the mindset coming up in that spot?
I don't think he's going to walk me there. I think no matter what right there, he's going to try to force contact. That's what I was thinking the whole time, is he's struggling with his command. All he needs in his mind is one good pitch to get out of the inning. And you're just trying to go up there and make sure you get a pitch to drive and don't hit into a double play. So you're up there just trying to have a good at bat. And, I fouled off a couple of pretty good pitches that he threw. And then luckily, I think, right there, maybe he felt like he had to come in the zone, because I was on a lot of pitches and I got a good one and hit it.
Last thing, a little nail biting there in the ninth inning. Then again, every single save Scott Alexander has had this year, he's usually inherited a tough situation. He gave him one there and then he took care of it. What was the thought in the dugout?
I mean, you got to give credit to their hitters. They got underneath a really good sinker and hit a couple line drives, and then he bared down, got a huge strikeout, and then one of the best hitters in the game, he got to pop up. And then, you know, after two outs, you're just hoping he can get another ground ball, and he does. I mean, he's been outstanding all year, and I don't think anybody in there has any doubts about him in that spot. That's, you know, right now that's the guy you want in that spot. He comes out there, he gets the job done. He's been in some really tough situations lately, and doesn't faze him.
Gaviglio talked after the game about getting in the win column with his new club.
You know, I just want to stay aggressive and go after the hitters. I think that was the big thing. Salvi did a great job behind the plate for me calling pitches.
How did it feel overall, five innings again, second time?
Felt good. You know, I think lack of execution on a couple pitches got me in trouble, but I was able to get out of it. You know, great team win.
How different do you feel like you can throw once you get that grand slam, obviously, in the first? You spotted four in the first, isn't it?
Yeah, that was big. That was big for us. You know, I just wanted to keep the momentum on our side and go after the hitters.
How much do you feel like you're in a really pivotal position right now? Here you are thrown into the middle of just trying to hang into playoff contention. Do you feel that on your shoulders?
Yeah, it's exciting. Every time you go out there and you're playing for the win. The great team here, you know, it's a big win for us going forward.
And you obviously feel like every start really counts, every pitch counts.
Yeah, every pitch, every out.
The series continues on Wednesday. It'll be Lucas Giolito for the White Sox against Eric Skoglund for the Royals.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.